And now to the news that Yahoo secretly scanned all of its users' incoming emails at the demand of the U.S. government. We know that many phone and internet companies have handed over other kinds of bulk customer data under government directive. But this is the first known case of an internet company searching all arriving emails in real time. Now, Reuters reports that Yahoo built a custom program last year to bulk scan the incoming emails and look for a specific set of characters requested by U.S. intelligence officials. It's unclear what exactly the government asked Yahoo to look for, or if other companies were asked to do and did the same thing. Joseph Menn broke the story for Reuters. He joins us by Skype from San Francisco. Joseph, tell us a little bit more about what Yahoo was doing and how long it was doing it.
Well, a year and a few months ago, Yahoo security staff found a program on the Yahoo's email servers, and they thought that they'd been hacked. So they sort of scrambled the planes, and they started investigating, trying to figure out what the program did and why it was there and how long it had been there. And it hadn't been there very long, within weeks. But they went to the email engineers and said, hey, you guys need to know about this. We just ripped it off. We just took it out, and we're trying to figure out what it does. And the email engineers said, you might want to check with the legal department on that.
Right. And with Yahoo chief executive Marissa Mayer, who, according to your reporting, it was her decision to obey the directive from the intelligence officers, and she's the one who went to the email people and actually asked them to set this up?
That's right. I mean, I don't think that she gave that command. There's probably a hierarchy there where she told people to tell them to do that. But yeah, Marissa Mayer okayed the program. She decided to keep the security staff out of the loop and not fight it in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in Washington.
Well, and of course, the accounts of what happened inside Yahoo come from some former Yahoo employees and others who were aware of the situation. Is this legal to search email in real time, as incoming email?
I don't think that's clear. And we may not know for a while because, well, we'll see what the fallout is. But they didn't challenge it, and if they had, it would have been behind closed doors. So these things have a habit of coming out eventually, we've learned over the past few years. The argument that it is legal would be that something similar happens with the big phone carriers, where they're allowed to search for a specific topic or word rather than a certain person's account. But there are all these safeguards in place to make sure that Americans' data isn't looked at unnecessarily and so on and so forth. There's minimization. So the argument would be that this could be true for the internet companies as well. We just haven't seen it before. The other argument is that it's a Fourth Amendment issue. It's unreasonable search and seizure. That's one issue. Another issue is that Yahoo actually had to build a special program to do this. If that reminds you of anything, it might be when the FBI asked Apple to design a special new program to unlock an iPhone belonging to the San Bernardino shooter, and Apple refused. And things were sort of going in their favor when the FBI found another way into the phone. So the stance is in contrast to that.
Well, and do we have any more idea what U.S. officials were looking for? You talked about a strand of characters that they were asking Yahoo to ask this software to look for. Do we know what they were?
No, I sure wish I did. That's a really interesting question. It could be a lot of things. It could be if it's an imminent threat situation. There's a terrorist with a bomb, and they could be looking for code words that's going from somebody, you know, a terrorist group overseas, theoretically, to somebody in the United States. Because it's just a string of characters, it could be a piece of malware. It could be a specific piece of malware that if anybody opens and clicks on it, they're going to get infected because there's no defense against it. And they might be urgently trying to find who's spreading that and stop it without knowing what email account it's going to come from.
Yeah.
Could be something else entirely.
But it's not that Yahoo employees are sitting there reading your emails. It's software. So what is Yahoo saying about what it's doing? And what can people concerned about even software going through their emails do to protect themselves?
Right. So on the first point, Yahoo, before the story ran, would only say that it obeys the laws of the United States. This morning, Yahoo said that the story was misleading without specifying how, and it said that it does not currently have a system in place that scans emails, incoming emails. Mm-hmm. So that leaves, my sources had told me that the security staff had ripped out the program before they figured out that it was authorized, and maybe it never went back in. That's one good theory. On the privacy issue, there are other email providers. I guess I should note that Google scans people's email to sell you ads based on the words there. Again, it's not a person, it's a program. But if they have that ability, then if the federal government follows legal process, they should be able to access that information as well. Yeah. It's just that there, some companies might argue more forcefully against a government demand. And it's kind of a mystery which ones are arguing the hardest.
Yeah. That's Joseph Men, technology project reporter for Reuters. You can read his exclusive story on Yahoo secretly scanning all of its users' incoming emails at the request of U.S. intelligence officials at hereandnow.org. Joseph, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me.